Hey, you guys, this is Tyree with Lot Pop Talks, and I'm about to start something a little different just for this episode. I'm actually on my way to work and figured that I could go ahead and record a quick podcast on my way. It takes about 17 minutes to get to work, so hopefully this podcast does not go that long because I did not plan for this. But I'm wondering if everybody's doing okay out there. Have you guys taking care of yourselves? You're taking care of your family? Are you finding ways to improve yourself, your game, and improving your life? Have you found a way to invest in you? If you haven't already, maybe today is that day. So right off the bat, man, I want to give a shout out to my guy Patrick with the podcast We Live on a Planet. I did put in a request to have someone call into the show, or multiple someones to call into the show, and if you guys could awesomely leave me a video, kind of like an introduction to the podcast using your own voice. And I'm open to requests for that as well. If you guys want me to do a voice introduction for you guys, definitely hit me back. So shout out to you, Patrick, man, for sending that in. That was a huge contribution to the show, and I can't wait to use it this episode. All right, you guys, so I'm gonna go on a break, and I'll we'll come right back, and I'll hit you guys up with our topic for today.
Hi, this is Patrick from We Live on a Planet, and you are tuned in to Lot Pop Talks with Tyree. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back, guys. And Pat, again, man, thank you for the contribution. That is such a huge favor, man. If you guys aren't following Patrick over at We Live on a Planet, you are doing yourself a disservice. Get over there now. This is a cool cat. He follows me in all my social media. I just like hearing this guy's voice, first of all, because he talks about real life stuff. He keeps himself upbeat, and he keeps it real with his audience. So Pat, if you out there, man, shout out to you, and much love, my man. So I just officially got on the expressway. I'm behind this big ass truck that has this crate that is not tied down, and I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, like some Final Destination stuff, man. Like, this damn thing's gonna fall off the back of this car. You guys are gonna hear me get into a car accident on this podcast because I'm cutting a fool right now. So to man, really get into today's topic, I want to talk about, we've talked about a cheater who works out of fear. We talked about a cheater who works out of anger. But today we're going to touch on the cheater who works for revenge. Now, this one right here, guys, this one might be a little bit more cut and dry as far as identifying and then how to deal with that type of person. And if you are that type of person, I'm going to tell you right now, revenge doesn't do anything, okay? You're trying to satisfy something. You're trying to hurt somebody who will never be hurt by you. You're just not going to do it. And you'll go too damn far trying to get that person to feel what you felt. You're going to go too far. And at the end of it all, it's not going to be worth it. In the medical field, which is my part-time job, I've seen guys come in, you know, with all kinds of ailments and whatnot. And one of them happens to be like STD checks. And there was this one fellow who came in, and he was upset with his girlfriend. And I remember this guy, I can't even tell you this guy's name, I'm sorry about that, but I can't tell you this guy's name, man, but he was very upset. I remember him telling me a story about his wife cheating on him. He caught the guy and her at a gas station or something like that, and this was about a year ago. And I remember him, you know, talking to other women in the ED. That guy was pretty upset, you guys. He was talking to other women in the ED. I've seen him on Facebook. You know, he's talking to different women and this, that, and the third. And I'm assuming he hooked up with somebody out there trying to get revenge on his wife. They are no longer together, but he was trying to get revenge on his wife. But, you know, long story short, this guy has come into the emergency department where I work probably 3 times already for an STD check. Now, did he, you know, contract it from his wife? I don't know. Or did he get it himself? I don't know that either, but I do know that after he found out about her, he was really aggressive out there with trying to get with different women. When you're cheating out of revenge, you might be, you're masking your true feelings. You're masking, like, what, you know, how that person hurt you, and you have no clue how you have dealt with it, so you turn to cheating, which is, it not only destroys your relationship, it destroys you. So you're hurting people, but not in the way that you think. people are sitting on the sidelines looking at this car crash called your life. And it's hurting them because they want to help you, but they can't help you the way that they want to. So it takes a good amount of patience and control to have somebody like that in their life and to see them go through it. And to be honest, and how to deal with a person who's going through the revenge cycle and they're using cheating as a way to get it done, you can't do anything. You really have to, you pray for them. That's the best advice I give, is you have to pray for them, and then you have to make sure that you're not caught up in what it is that they're doing. And you wait. And, you know, it sucks to say that, but you would have to wait. As a father and as a husband out here, we are action people. We like to do things. We want to get things done. You know, we think we can smack somebody around and tell them, man, get over it, get through it. And sometimes it's not that easy, man. Sometimes the biggest and craziest action you can take is just praying for somebody and just holding out and being there for when they come out of that cycle. Some people take it all the way to their grave, and some people it's just a phase of their life. But if you're there when they're done, then that's, you know, that's huge for that person. Now, I'm not saying that if you are being cheated on, or you're cheating with someone, or whatever, what have you, you don't need to stay with that person. I'm not telling you to stay with that person, because obviously you don't need that type of drama in your life. This is just practical advice for if those things were to happen. If you're the type of person out there who wants to work on their relationship, if you think that, okay, maybe now is not a good time, but maybe it will be later on, then these are little tactics you can take, because you're going to have to strap in with somebody who is cheating for revenge, man, because they have no limits. They really don't. And they're going to hurt themselves before they really hurt anyone else. And it is really foolish on their part. So that's my little tidbit for that, man. And I guess I'll end it there. And I'll hit you guys up tomorrow, all right? Take it easy.